So we went for the difficult food. We went for things like the small hard grass seeds we call cereals that are indigestible if eaten raw and may even be poisonous. And we have to pulp them up and turn them into things like bread and dough. And we went into the poisonous giant tubers like the yam and the taro, which also had to be leech ground up and cooked before we could eat them. And that was our competitive advantage. Other animals that didn't have the big brain couldn't think several steps ahead to do that.
So it takes brains to get to cookery. We don't know what gender the cooks were who used our pestle to grind taro in New Guinea, but we do know from archaeological research in the Middle East that cookery there was primarily a woman's activity. From examining burial sites of this period, scientists have discovered that the hips, ankles and knees of mature women are generally severely worn. The grinding of wheat, then, would have been done kneeling down, rocking back and forth to crush the kernels between two heavy stones. This arthritis-inducing activity must have been very tough, but the women of the Middle East and the new cooks everywhere were cultivating a small range of nourishing basic foods that could sustain much larger groups of people than had been possible before. Most of these new foods were pretty bland, but the pestle and mortar can also play a key part here in making them more interesting. Madhu Jaffrey again.
If you take mustard seeds, which have been known in ancient times, if you leave them whole, they have one taste. But if you crush them, they're like Jekyll and Hyde. They become pungent and bitter. So you change the very nature of a seasoning by crushing it.
And Martin Jones believes that in due course, this early farming changed the whole pattern of our society.
We specialised in those smaller number of foods, not stopping the others, but emphasising a smaller number of foods. And that's how agriculture emerges. And it allows people to interact in different ways, to share food in different ways, and to make contact with each other in different ways.
These new crops helped create new kinds of communities. Because if you were lucky with the weather, they could produce surpluses, which could then be stored, exchanged, or simply consumed in a great feast. Our pestle's long, thin, elegant body looks far too delicate to have been able to withstand the vigorous daily pummeling of taro, so we should perhaps think of it more as being used to prepare special meals, meals where people gathered as we might do today, to trade, to dance, or to celebrate key moments in life. Sharing food is one of the most basic ways of binding people together.